Part 2. The Shopping Expedition. Chapter 3. Home. Home was Bama, the sprawl, the Boston-Atlanta metropolitan axis. Program a map to display frequency of data exchange, every 1,000 megabytes a single pixel on a very large screen. Manhattan and Atlanta burn solid white. Then they start to pulse, the rate of traffic threatening to overload your simulation. Your map is about to go Nova. Cool it down, up your scale. Each pixel 1,000,000 megabytes. At 100,000,000 megabytes per second, you begin to make out certain blocks in Midtown Manhattan, outlines of 100-year-old industrial parks ringing the old core of Atlanta. Case woke from a dream of airports, of Molly's dark leathers moving ahead of him through the concourses of Narita, Schiphol, Orly. He watched himself buy a flat plastic flask of Danish vodka at some kiosk an hour before dawn. Somewhere down in the sprawl's ferro concrete roots, a train drove a column of stale air through a tunnel. The train itself was silent, gliding over its induction cushion, but displaced air made the tunnel sing, bass down into subsonics. Vibration reached the room where he lay and caused dust to rise from the cracks in the desiccated parquet floor. Opening his eyes, he saw Molly, naked and just out of reach across an expanse of very new pink temper foam. Overhead, sunlight filtered through the soot-stained grid of a skylight. 1 half-meter square of glass had been replaced with chipboard, a fat gray cable emerging there to dangle within a few centimeters of the floor. He lay on his side and watched her breathe, her breasts, the sweep of a flank defined with the functional elegance of a warplane's fuselage. Her body was spare, neat, the muscles like a dancer's. The room was large. He sat up. The room was empty, aside from the wide pink bed slab and 2 nylon bags, new and identical, that lay beside it. Blank walls, no windows, a single white-painted steel fire door. The walls were...